When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. I thought we'd talk about something simple today. Office supplies. Something that every good office should have, well, at least in this day and age.
Until I take them.
Yes, you do have to restock office supplies because of hoarders. First thing would be pens.
So we have pens in my office. They're subpar pens. And so I bought my own pens and brought them in because I'm quite particular about the pens I use to write things. And I write a lot of things down because my brain, not so good at the remembering. So you have lots of sticky notes all over reminding me to do things, who to call, when to do things, whatever. The pens in my office sucked. Bought my own pens. Somebody stole my pens. I can't trust anybody in my office because somebody took two of my pens. They're colored. They took the dark blue one and they took the light green one, and I'm quite perturbed.
How many pens did you have that got stolen? Like, of the pens that you had to be stolen from, what percentage were stolen?
It was 8 colored pens. And they stole 2. And these were like Staedtler. They're very nice pens. Anyhow.
Sounds like people were jealous of your pens.
I would be jealous of my pens. They're great pens. They but sound also, fantastic. You know, don't steal.
Counterpoint. Counterpoint. Steal those office supplies. They're there. You don't know how long it'll take you to get to the office supply store. If they even have those anymore. Did Office Depot and Staples merge?
No, they're still separate entities.
They're still separate. What? Is there another one?
Office Max and Office Depot merged.
Okay. So they're kind of consolidating. And every time they consolidate, that's ripping you, the consumer, off. So you have practically no choice to defend yourself by going into the office supply closet and liberating the materials you need to, draw little kitty sketches at your desk when you're bored.
Is that really liberating office supplies so much as mostly using them at the office?
Oh, you could also take them home to draw kitties at home when you're bored.
That's definitely crossing the line more, I feel.
I mean, little post-it note kitties want to be free.
Viva little revolution.
Meow.
Business cards.
Do people still have business cards?
I have business cards.
I get them in box orders of 500 or more.
That seems like a waste of trees. Way to kill the planet. Well, unless you actually hand them out.
Sometimes. I mostly use them to, like, prop things up to make them level. Little shims.
That's amazing. Yeah.
The problem with business cards is people will call you with them, and then you don't have any interface to understand, like, where they're from. They will just appear out of the ether in your ear. They're like, hello, is Jeremiah there? I'll be like, yeah, this is Jeremiah. I'm like, oh, I'm this person, and you should know who I am because I'm looking at your business card. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. You have my business card. So that means you're one of 100 or so people that I've mailed my business card to in the past week or so. Help me out.
Jeremiah, does your business have telepathy? How are they just, like, appearing to talk in your ear?
It's classified, but I wouldn't say that it's not telepathy.
I see. Or should it be, I hear?
Wink.
I've had people ask me for business cards. Actually, like, at the job I'm at now. And the way I solve that is writing things on post-it notes, because I don't want to kill a tree for my 500 business cards I'll use four of. So, yeah, I do post-it note business cards, which is why I'm taken super seriously in the professional world.
I made personal business cards that have my name and stuff on them, and the kind of family crest that I came up with for myself, because family issues are a thing. So it's nerdy AF, as the kids say, filled with intellectual properties that I probably shouldn't have on my personal business card, but I like it.
That's cool. I've thought about having, like, calling cards made, essentially, that just have my name on them. And then, you know, like, just a blank back that I can write either personal or professional things on. So it's like a calling card on the front, but then on the back I can put my work email on it if I need to, or my work phone number on it if I need to. But alternately, I could also use those for, like, you know, just like my Twitter or whatnot when I'm hanging with people that would want that.
That sounds classy. I like that.
Also, I like the idea of having calling cards, because face it, I kind of wish that I lived in the Victorian era. Anyhow, but, like, with all my vaccinations.
Everyone's flabbergasted, I'm sure.
Yes. Shocking.
But if you don't have business cards, the next thing that you have at the office is very difficult to use: a Rolodex. A Rolodex.
Oh, man.
It's where you put all your business cards so they can all live together, and then you can look people up with your Rolodex.
When I was, like, six, via some mail order scheme at school or raffle or who knows how it came into my possession, I had a digital Rolodex thing that was supposed to go in your wallet. It was credit card sized. It was, I don't know, like, five credit cards thick. And it was the calculator watch of Rolodexes. So it was business card sized, and it had full QWERTY keyboard on it. No, it wasn't QWERTY. It was ABC keyboard on it. And keep in mind, this is like 1988. And you would manually type in the name and phone number, and then you could scroll through them, and it would go beep, beep, as you selected the different names. And you couldn't, it wasn't, you know, like, alphabetized or anything. You just, if you missed the letter, you had to go all the way around the horn to start over your contacts. And since my five contacts were, like, grandma and grandpa and aunt and parents, it was a pretty short list. But I could see that being a problem if you had more connections.
And Chrissy, it sounds like you've never had the joy of having a Rolodex.
I mean, I've seen Rolodexes, like, in things. I'm not...
Like old movies?
Yeah. Like, I'm young. I'm not that young. I know what a Rolodex is. I just, the idea of them still being in somebody's vocabulary is funny to me. I don't know.
Wait, you don't still use one at the office?
No. I don't even think I've
seen... Me either.
I don't think I've seen one in person before.
Uh-huh. Yep. Never seen one of those. I've seen them,
like, I've seen, like, okay, so... The Rolodex in my head is, like, has a dial on the side, and you turn it and it, like, flips this, like, a wheel full of business cards, like, 360, right? Like, it just keeps spinning. And, like, they go around and they're alphabetized, in theory, got all your stuff. So if this is the case, I could see this being an extreme, like getting hair, clothing, fingers stuck in this rotating wheel of like paper death. Because, I mean, it just seems like a paper cut hazard, but also like your hair getting tangled around wheels is always an issue if you have long hair. But I don't know. I don't. Like I said, I don't think I've ever seen one in person.
I feel like you think a Rolodex is much larger than what Rolodexes actually are.
Probably. Like in my head, they're cartoonishly big. So,
anyhow. Like you're worried of the industrial version.
So, Chrissy, they're available on Amazon Prime right now. I can get you a Rolodex open rotary business card file with 200 2 and 5/8 by 4 inch card sleeves and 24 guide 400 cap black for $23.14, and it can be to you by Friday.
Okay, real question. Like, should I get one of, is it one of the ones that turns like 360? Like I can just keep spinning it? Okay.
Yep.
Should I get one of these and instead of using it for what it's for, use it to create like cartoons at my desk?
So like a zoetrope?
Yes.
That would be the best possible thing you could do with the Rolodex.
Like singing tacos.
Yeah. Okay. No, for sure.
It's the only thing that I could think of it as being, like, useful for me, personally.
Yeah. I can totally, yeah. I support that idea.
This cool. Sounds like a wonderful plan.
So basically what could go wrong with Rolodexes is that I get one, I spend all my time drawing singing tacos, and get fired. That's what could go wrong with the Rolodex.
What a pleasant way to go.
Thanks a lot, Rolodex.
Jerk. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Oh, please don't hate me for not knowing what a Rolodex was. Yeah. Bye.
And if you do hate Chrissy for not knowing what a Rolodex is, send us your business card and we'll pee on it and then set it on fire.
Okay, if you want us to worry about things for you, remember you can submit questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Please don't rob your office. It's not worth it. Thanks for listening. Good night.